David, your thoughts on today's 4-0 win here at Windsor Park?
Pleased. Again, sometimes I come in after the game and again, sometimes I'm still a little bit critical. But, you know, the way we started the game today, before we even scored the couple of goals, I thought we were right on top of the game with a real good attitude. And I know 3-0 at half-time certainly didn't flatter us going in 3-0. But we come out sometimes in the second half. It takes a little while to get the grips of the game again for whatever reason. But I was pleased that we scored a fourth and say maybe the only slight sort of disappointment that I have that we again didn't go on and convert some of the sort of not real good chances in the second half, but half chances.
First half 3-0, it could have been double that really. The first half we were that good, the first half.
Yeah, no, first half we were good. And again, the players lead on the pitch. I could sense in the warm-up today the players were fired up for it. They were right up for it. And say we went out and started the game positively. And certainly justified our goals when we got them.
And goals across the team, you know, Burns, Lowry, Miller, Gaynor. There's plenty of goals right across this squad, isn't there?
No, there's goals. And there should be goals with the quality that's in the dressing. So, again, sometimes that's my only gripe at times of, we don't score more goals because I see the quality during the week. I see their capabilities. I see what they're capable of. So, say hopefully we can build on that. I think we've won the last 3 or 4 games now. So hopefully we can continue that. October's a tough month. It's a big month with 3 or 4 tough away games. But it's tough games and games that we should really score in there. We're in good form. Go there and hopefully enjoy it.
It wasn't just the goals, it was the manner of the play, the passing, the movement, everything about the team today was really impressive on the end.
I think even the second half alone, and people look at score lines and whatever else, but I think we moved the ball. We didn't, they sort of shut up shop a wee bit in the second half, but we still continued to try and move the ball and do the right things. So hopefully we can take that into, we have no midweek game this week, but going through the October, there's a lot of Tuesday, Wednesday games. We've got the Queen of the South game and the Cup. Again, a game that we should rally. So hopefully it's a good month for us.
You mentioned October's a big month. It's a lot of away games, and they're all big games. Glentoran, Cliftonville, Coleraine, Ballymena, Queen of the South. Those are mouth-watering games.
They're good games. And hopefully we've a strong enough squad here that hopefully can sort of stand up to a lot of 90 minutes. So it's going to need to be. I speak to the players who aren't in the squad, the lads who are on the bench, to make sure they're ready when called upon, because we're certainly going to need them. And say it's a squad game, it's not a one-man bandwagon here. And if the boys stay switched on, hopefully we can go and be positive.
The big concern, your heart must have been in your mouth when Big Roy went down injured near the end.
Yeah, you're always concerned when your goalkeeper is. I don't always put a goalkeeper on the bench, but say Roy's Roy, and again what he had to do today, coming to collect 3 or 4 crosses, he certainly done that well. So I'm sure he'll be fine. We've got Terry Hayes, an experienced physio here, and somebody who Roy knows, and get him ready for next week again.
And next week, Glentoran at the Oval, those are the big ones, aren't they?
Yeah, can't wait. There's no better feeling than sort of winning twice down at the Oval last year. But the players, I spoke to the players briefly after the game about it's a tough week. We prepare. Doesn't matter what type of form they're in, whether they have a manager or no manager. It's a game that we should go down there, and we'll have big, huge Linfield support go down, put on a right good show. And say when they're down, sometimes teams are be wary of the dog that's down, because somewhere along the line are going to bite back. So we'll be ready. It's a game that I can't wait for, and hopefully we go down with the right attitude and.
And with a lot of Blue Men Band tickets to go and cheer you on.
100%. Again, the fans were, appreciative today, and say hopefully they turn up and they're drove loads, as they always do down at the Oval, and we can go down and put on a good performance and a good result for us.
Well done today, David, and all the best as we go to the Oval next week.
Cheers, Andy.